Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sports takes.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're you're a big tough guy this morning?
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
She made me 78, which is what?
Oh, Better Times.
Oh, Better Times.
Lady by Little River Band. 464-5685. 1 is bad. 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
I'll jump in on this one right away. I'll tell you that. LRB. Imagine they, we're going to name our band. What do you think? I don't know. Little River Band?
That sounds good to me. Roll with it.
It's a good name.
Sounds good to me. Little River Band. We'll go with that. And then think this Lady song.
Lady.
Oh, Jake, you hit a chord there with me. What year was it again?
1978.
Oh, gosh. How many times you heard it, Steve?
Zillion.
Zillion. I mean, zillion.
Know every single word.
I
could sing it better than that, probably.
Wow. I knew every word. Oh, Jake, you just crushed it. That is an epic song. That's a 9129. Thank you.
I'm not sure SIP's going as high.
LRB.
But it is so 1978, though.
Yes.
I don't know. I never could take it seriously.
You're there on the dance floor making me watch you somehow.
Make me want you somehow.
I want you somehow.
Good, good one, though.
So close, yes.
Yeah. Making me watch you. They were playing it.
Why is he watching me? I'm out at Wishbones.
Making me watch you somehow.
Well, he was watching her, so I'm correct.
Bill's in the nines, Sip. Are you anywhere near the nines at all?
Is it a walk-up song?
No, it's not a walk-up. No.
If you walked into a bar and that was playing, you'd wonder if you're in the right place.
I'm still going in. Still going to check it out. It's LRB.
They were playing at a casino in Wichita not that long ago. When we went down to Oklahoma City game, I was struck by the fact they were playing at a casino in Wichita.
You should have stopped by.
No, that wasn't Little River Band. It was Air Supply, which it's the same band, though.
Same type of band.
Is it the same people?
No, they're not. Isn't Air Supply and Little River Band
the same thing?
Air Supply is not in the Hall of Fame.
Similarities, though, to their
Little River
style
band
of music.
Is in the Hall of Fame.
It was Air Supply. Okay. I could never take that song all that seriously. There's a few parts of it that are really good. That last part's really good. Don't be thinking that I don't want you because maybe I do. I could go
just a love tussle.
I could never take it seriously. 7.1.
That's not a bad score for chastising the song.
It's a good song. Like, it's quality.
It's just odd because it wasn't a song I'm like, oh man, this is epic. But yet you knew every word. That's what
I know, it was
freaks
annoying.
Me out. Freaks me out.
I guess Rudy's score.
Rudy's not gonna like it. Like 6.01.
I'm a fan. Great instrumental. Strong 7.4.
Okay, nice. Thank you, Rudy.
Instrumental.
Thank you. Anything from the text lines?
Yeah, we got some response there. The texters, 464-5685. Rod in South Lincoln says that's a good Wednesday song. 8.
Yeah,
sure.
But Thursday? Friday song?
Sure.
It's really more of a Tuesday song.
Brett Bertrand, 7.5. Guilt Nerd, 8.1. Love it.
The Nerd.
Vernon Dakin, 4.7. Houston, 3.9. Mike in Kansas says Better Times, 8.1.
Thank you, Mike.
Triple H's dad says, "What the hell, Jake? One? That song on. Deserves that response.
No,
it's not a one. No, Triple H, one. Dad.
Come on. Lyle in Omaha, 6. The Colonel in Beatrice, 0.1. Yeah. What the hell was that? Says Colonel.
Hey, that's your friend.
It's my friend. Yeah. Doug in Idaho, 7.7. White Sharpie, meh, 2.7. Yeah. Shamia B, 8.4. Hua Clemens, 7.
Jeez. That's
pretty good from Bird.
Tells you you're right there where we're at.
Yep.
Yeah. Gavin and Thank you. Gavin and Pender, 9.2.
Thank you, Gavin. Glenn had to love it, too.
Scotty and McCook, 9 on that one.
Wow, somebody
Jared,
gave it a 9.
Jared Norfolk, 7.2. Joe and Boulder, 8.25. Better times. Thanks for the gifts again from when he came to the game in Michigan.
Yep.
Bud Heavy. Man.
Yeah.
Tastes good.
Bearded Ben, 5.
Bearded Ben, your friend.
Beef Tacos, 4.7. Jennifer, 8.9. Hubby, 6 in that one.
8.9 and 6. That's a pretty high average for the household.
Not bad.
Yes.
Who gave it? Jennifer gave it an 8.9?
She did.
And Hubby gave it a 6.
He did.
He's been consistently lower.
It's been about a 6 almost every time for Hubby.
Yeah, break out of it a little bit.
YouTube,
there.
Chris.
Former QB.
8.9 from Chris Genghis, 7.3. Says better times in that one. BWD, 5.1. Nashville Husker, 7.9. Albert, 9. Brian, 8.9. Brad, 8.4.4. Song of the day, again, was Lady by Little River Band.
It was just a great job of a selection by Jake, also.
Lady.
That's awesome.
It is time, Thank without you. Further ado, Bye. For the bag. Here we go. The three words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
No. No.
You can avoid being hacked by simply calling our friends at Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties of the state. They're ready to help you. They don't want you to get hacked. They want to help
They're
you
They're coming
out.
After school systems.
Are they?
LPS, yes. Are we on this?
Was there some carny action?
Yeah, carny action. And things went down. They were getting held hostage. Yeah. I'm telling you, you're not, you better get a hold of these guys. They'll whisk out.
Stop messing around.
You know Will.
I know Will personally. They have an Escalade and they have a motorcade. And they're able to get them wherever they need to go to immediately.
Black vehicles.
Yes.
They manage all things IT and cybersecurity. Free consultation available at AppliedConnective.com. To the bag, first question comes from Sanderson.
Oh.
Sanderson.
Sandy.
He says, hypothetically, if the head coach were to leave to go to Penn State, would Ed Orgeron be interested in this job? Bill, you know Ed more than anybody.
Sure he would be. Imagine does things not get interesting immediately? I mean, from your first press conference, Steve?
Oh, yeah.
When you're heading over to, what is it, North Stadium, wherever it's at, I like to have going, what do you guys got going? Well, Ed O's here.
Well, he won a national title.
He won a national title.
That's pretty good, right?
That's pretty good.
And so, would he be interested? I would imagine so. And also, he'd also be an incredible fit. Talk about a man of the people.
He is
a man of the people, and Nebraska fits that perfectly. And so it'd be quite interesting.
He'd listen, right?
What's that?
He'd listen.
Absolutely. Now he would be, I would say probably about a 180, probably from Rule. Not a 180, but he's very. In what sense? What's that? I would say that a lot of his you've said that a lot of the press conferences are of good length.
Yeah,
like that. His would not be.
His are short.
He would answer his questions, but he's of the nature of get on and get off, which most are, I guess. Yeah. Like that, because when you're up there, you do kind of want to get off as soon as you can. That's always kind of your goal, is to just not say anything stupid and get off of there. But he'd be a little bit different in that area.
By the way, Sanderson also not a fan of Matt Campbell for the job. Of the CM.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, okay.
Interesting. Okay, John.
I don't understand.
John Lincoln says, good morning. Would you guys be able to live without a vehicle for 1 week if you were forced to?
Any junk. Vehicle?
Yeah, just you don't have a car. You don't get a car for a week.
Yeah, I'd just get a bike.
Yeah, I'd build a. I'd figure it out.
Bike.
Yeah. I mean, you're still because he's not saying this. They're not saying you can't be in a vehicle. So you could.
I've done it before.
You get Uber or get a ride or you could get a bike, like you said. I could figure something out. I don't know if I'm whipping down O Street at 5:20 in the morning on a bike.
It's inconvenient. I've done it. Yeah. I did it. I'd say 15 years ago. Carved down, got a bike, rode it around. It was not good. It was not perfect. But I did it. You can do it.
That's not like that.
It's not perfect.
That's not the worst thing to happen to you in your life. Like, okay, just figure it out.
Michael in Oklahoma says, good morning. Who was the first player that, quote, made you feel old because you remember what they're watching their dad play? Their name out there.
I don't know this one.
You mean you're watching their...
Well, I'll go on one. I saw that this past weekend, the Chargers had Aronde Gadsden Jr. You guys know who they're right. Aronde Gadsden was a very good Dolphins receiver in the early 2000s. Mm-hmm. Seeing his son play in the NFL, played at Syracuse, now with the Chargers. Again, I'm 34. I felt pretty old that moment, seeing his son play.
You're 34.
I know, but it's why he says the first person.
I'll give you one lately that made me feel old is Booker, Michael Booker III, because I covered his dad. Remember, his dad was a corner here, and now his boy is actually a senior on the team. That made me feel old the other day when I saw that.
Booker's out of San Diego.
Yeah. Well, his boy's out of Grand Prairie, but Michael
was out of San Diego.
Yeah, 100%. So, yeah, Michael Booker III is a senior linebacker on the team.
Is he El Camino High School in San Diego?
I think he was El Camino. Big, long corner, got drafted.
Nothing ever really grabbed me, though, that really made me feel old. I just remember it being interesting. Because I'm always like, okay. And the one, probably the most interesting one to me is Ken Griffey Jr.
Yes.
Because of the level of
both
of them being all-stars.
Yes.
I mean, that doesn't happen a lot.
Dude!
Awesome. Yeah,
Red Machine.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like...
He played with Dave Foster.
Yeah, that's a wow. So
played with Johnny Bench.
Yeah.
Concepcion, Geronimo.
Name them all.
Prez.
Shouting names.
And their names across their jerseys in the back was large sewn.
It was.
It wasn't printed. It was sewn in. And it was on. And Concepcion, you could barely get Concepcion on his jersey. Remember that?
Yeah.
It was like down his arms. It was like from here to here. Having the jury, it was nice.
Was Cesar Geronimo on that team?
I sure think he was.
Okay, here's the test for you. You hate it when I do this. Who was the manager? Come on.
White hair.
Describe him,
White hair.
Littler guy.
Sparky
Anderson.
Sparky also went to Detroit after that,
He did.
I think he went to Detroit. So Sparky, who's your manager? Sparky. Imagine that.
Sparky. I love the Dodgers, so I wasn't big on the Big Red Machine, but I respect them. Joe Morgan, by the way.
Kip says, mailbag, if you had to lose...
Jake's not buying.
He's not buying.
If you had to lose all... No,
more since any Red Talk.
Hang on. This is important. It's important.
Three River Stadium.
Kip.
No, that was Pirates.
No, that was Pirates.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
If you had to lose all of 1970s music, but keep all of today's technology... Or lose all of today's technology, but keep 70s music.
Oh,
which
God.
One are you doing?
Come on, really?
Yeah.
You asking me that question? Yeah. Oh, my God.
You can figure anything out. I can go without 70s music.
No. 70s music.
My God. That's not a question.
Every single day. Alexa, play 70s country.
She's wiping out Motown?
You
got to wipe out the Temptations?
New iPhone.
You got to wipe out Aretha Franklin? England. The Supremes? Junior Walker?
Oh.
No. Come on. Technology.
Gigi's had a friend over, and they're getting ready for HoCo. And so they were in doing their makeup. They had this whole spa set up in me and Laura's bathrooms. They're in there. And so there's the door you go into, it's separate kind of. So I could open it and yell into it.
Uh-huh.
So I kept opening it and yelling it, Alexa, play 70s country. And Gigi, no. No!
You're yelling no.
God, that's... Well, thanks for the question.
Last one.
Imagine not hearing Lady today because we couldn't.
Right.
Because you wanted an iPhone.
Because you took the computer and iPhone.
Because I wanted an iPhone.
Shameful. Last one from Sarah in Fallbrook says, How can people who don't enjoy the darker days romanticize what this change offers in the season? Bill, you are the king of loving the lack of daylight. She says again, how can people who don't enjoy the days getting darker romanticize what this change offers?
What people? Change offers?
The change of daylight getting darker. She wants to know why. How can you make her like this time of the year?
How can you
Bill?
Make her like it? I don't know if you can.
She likes the light.
I don't know how you can make it. At first, it would be have events planned, have something that you're out and doing.
This sounds like also, Dr. Love.
Yeah, it does.
Kind of need to bring him back, the low voice.
Yep.
No, I said, I don't know if there was a lot to really change. I would have to think that I would just try to catch things at dusk. Dusk in the fall is incredible.
It is.
With foliage.
It is.
Dusk in the fall.
It really is.
So catch the last 30 minutes of light.
So 6:30.
That would change everything.
I wonder what it is, though, about
something
that.
About dusk in the fall is just, I mean, dusk at 9:45 on July 7th does nothing.
I'm out on it.
Also, here's the next one that's going to catch you. Harvest moon. We had it last week. The moon. The harvest moon will change
you. Like that?
You. Yes.
You yes. like the darkness.
Yes.
One
it's
comment.
Still dark.
Yes.
It
is seven, pitch dark, and it's beautiful.
7:15, yes. There's not even a sign of the light coming at all.
How about that, by the way?
Yes.
You love this, don't you?
Absolutely.
Last and week. It'll be dark tonight at 7, right? Yes.
Yeah, by probably 6:45
this
tonight.
This is... When
Bill's in heaven right
I'm
now.
Kind of with
besides
you on
the
this.
And the best part is coming up is what?
Daylight savings time.
November
2nd.
November, yes. Then we
start at 5:15.
Yes, it's awesome.
By the way, last thing, a comment. Troy G says... Damn it, Bill. You keep turning on my Alexa. I'm now listening to Country Roads by John Denver in the background.
Do it.
Alexa, play 70s country. It's awesome.
Maybe some C.
He's listening to some John Denver right now in the background. That's great.
Oh, it is.
That is the
you
bag.
You sent a text the other day, hey. John Denver. Oh, I'm not going
what did it
there.
Say? What did it say?
Nothing. Okay. Nothing. Just little, right. Talk about it off air.
Okay.
That one made me laugh.
It was so good. When I simple send the double LOL. LOL, LOL, LOL.
That's what you know is good.
That's what you know is good.
That is the mail bag.
You can't share it.
When we come back, hour two. If it's not Matt Rhule at Penn State, there's a couple other candidates that have popped up.
Is that right?
Who is
some
it?
Options okay.
Next on Early Break on the Ticket.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.